Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States says that Jewish settlements in Israel are now legal. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The change in U.S. policy announced by the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, making the statement that Israeli settlements, the Jewish settlements in the area of Judea and Samaria, they are legal. Back in 2015, then the Secretary of State John Kerry announced they were illegal. The United States changing that policy. How does this fit into everything going on?
Well, Netanyahu mentioned that in his Friday night posting on his Facebook page, saying, you know, I will implement annexation of all the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria if I remain in power, and giving that as another reason that he should remain in power. He said this is an historic opportunity that the U.S. has given to Israel, so he wants to do that. It is the consensus in Israel, Jimmy, as you know, amongst probably about 70% the polls show of the people believe that the Jewish people have a right to live in Judea and Samaria. This is their ancient biblical heartland. It, of course, was part of the British mandate given to Britain in 1922 to oversee the formation of a Jewish state in the area. That included Judea and Samaria. The area was occupied by Jordan and then recaptured by Israel in a war that it didn't start in 1967. And, of course, the settlements have been building up ever since. And they're just not going to leave. If you include Eastern Jerusalem, there's over a million Jews now that are living in areas that are disputed. And that's the point that the Israelis made and that Pompeo made. This isn't occupied territory. It's disputed, but it's clear the Jews are not going to evacuate their holiest land on earth, and that's just a reality that the U.S. is recognizing now.
David Dolan explaining the recent announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that the Jewish settlements in Israel are now legal, however, they're on disputed real estate. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Since the establishment of the Jewish settlements over 50 years ago, they have been the focus of the United Nations, European Union, and Russia in a dispute with Israel that these settlements are illegal and they should not be in Judea and Samaria. When established, these settlements were referred to as the first line of defense for the Jewish state. The settlements in Judea and Samaria, and including the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, were promised to the Jewish people by God. That's Ezekiel 36. This land that was promised will become two Jewish states in the future. That's Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23. The change in U.S. Middle East policy announced by Mike Pompeo is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...